My point is the causes of violence were, there wasn't just one cause, there were two causes. There was an internal cause, the civil war, and then there was this insurgency, counterinsurgency. The fourth issue I think that needs to be kept in mind, the fourth erroneous assumption. You can hear many talk about a continuing genocide. Now the fact is this, in 2003-2000, and then he said that assuming the same level of violence, 100,000 must have died since then, therefore 300,000. Right? But why should we assume the same level of violence? The Independent reporter, and again I have the dates there, she wrote in the Independent and then wrote an op-ed in the New York Times where she pointed out that the data she had got, civilians died in Darfur in 2008. That's much less than 200 a month. Okay. Out of these, 600 were killed in conflicts between Arab nomad groups over grazing land. Right. So you have roughly 900 civilians who died from other fighting. This other fighting was between the government and the rebel groups. And according to UNAMID, more civilians were killed by rebel groups than by government soldiers. It's unimportant, actually, who killed more, who killed less. My point is simply that the level of violence has been low. My last point is, how does one end this? Part of the problem, if you simply catalog, you know, if you look at Save Darfur message, go to the site, you know, their website. The website will give you atrocities, rape, burning, killing. It won't tell you anything about the causes of the violence. It will tell you who is the perpetrator, Arab. Who is the victim, African. But it won't tell you why the violence. You're supposed to assume that the race-intoxicated Arab kills the African. That's the assumption. The violence is supposed to be its own explanation. There are no causes. There's no land. There's no conflict over land. There's no drought. There's no desertification. There's no insurgency. I call it a pornography of violence. You know, in a pornography, you see it all outside context. And the one who is seeing is fully clothed and is virtuous. And this is the pornography of the journalist. The CNN effect. Right? Photographs tell you everything. Images. Without context. Without history. Without region. No Cold War. Nothing. I think you have to understand the context. Ask yourself, what drives the violence? Before you can arrive at what is the antidote. I think one also needs to look at the African experience. Because this continent, with proliferating internal conflicts, also is rich in solving these conflicts. I think that this wealth of lessons begins with the end of apartheid. The end of apartheid in South Africa brought a lesson, which was that where there was no winner, conflicts had to be ended in a different way. You had a choice, either wait for a winner, in which case the conflict would just continue, or you arrive at a resolution between two sides. In the South African case, that resolution had two dimensions to it. One was, we forgive. We forget everything that happened yesterday. In other words, immunity from criminal prosecution for everybody involved. That was part of the Kempton Park Agreement. Provided both sides agree not only to stop fighting, but also to implement political reforms. So the alternative to criminal justice is political justice, not just peace, but peace with political justice. That's the alternative. If you want criminal justice, the fighting will continue, and the victor will impose justice. But if you want the fighting to stop, and the living to have a second chance, the alternative is ceasefire, peace with political justice, reform of the system. The same formula was put into effect in Mozambique. Right. Renamo specialized in kidnapping children, terror, just like the LRA in northern Uganda, just like the fellows in Sierra Leone. You kidnap children, you introduce them to terror, so eventually the perpetrators are both victims and perpetrators. They were the children who were kidnapped, who are now kidnapping others in turn. Right? If there had been an ICC, the fighting wouldn't have stopped in Mozambique. The leaders of Renamo would not be sitting in parliament, which is where they are sitting today, but in court or in jail, and the fighting would have been continuing. The same case in South Sudan. The agreement in South Sudan that ended the fighting, much worse than anything that has happened in Darfur. Right? The scale of fighting and killing in South Sudan, because in South Sudan, mind you, there was no civil war. The fighting in South Sudan was different from the fighting in Darfur. In Darfur it began as a civil war. In South Sudan it didn't. In South Sudan it began as the Tuareg rebellion, and the government counterinsurgency, and the government tried to create a civil war in South Sudan. Right? Not quite successful, slightly successful, but not very. Darfur was the opposite situation. It's precisely because it began as a civil war in Darfur that you don't have a single movement. You don't have an SPLA, an SPLM. You don't have a John Garang. Right? So different situations. But in South Sudan, how did it end? Same way as apartheid, same way as Mozambique. An agreement, forget the past, no criminal justice, provided combined ceasefire with political reforms. The political reform of Sudan began with the peace agreement in South Sudan.